AP News. Good morning, I'm Ed Donahue. Government advisors are debating whether to recommend a lower-dose Pfizer coronavirus vaccine for kids 5 to 11. FDA Chief Dr. Peter Marks says kids have not been spared during the pandemic.
There have been over 1.9 million infections, over 8,300 hospitalizations, about a third of which have required intensive care unit stays, and over 2,500 cases of multi-system inflammatory disorder from COVID-19. And there have also been close to 100 deaths, making it one of the top 10 causes of death in this age range during this time.
A study of elementary school children found the Pfizer shots are nearly 91% effective at preventing symptomatic infection. The Justice Department says 150 people have been arrested and more than $31 million has been seized in an international drug trafficking investigation stemming from sales on the dark net. This is Deputy Attorney General Lisa Monaco.
We are here today to expose those who seek the shadows of the internet to peddle killer pills worldwide.
The dark net is part of the internet hosted within an encrypted network and accessible only through specialized anonymity providing tools, most notably the Tor browser. A cyber attack crippled gas stations across Iran, leaving angry drivers stranded in long lines. No group immediately claimed responsibility for the attack in Iran. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres says a leadership gap is undermining the world's efforts to curb global warming, days before presidents and prime ministers from around the world gather for a climate summit in Glasgow. Executives from YouTube, TikTok, and Snapchat are testifying on Capitol Hill to face questions on what their companies are doing to ensure young users' safety. Stocks are higher on Wall Street in the early going today as company earnings reports get into high gear. This is AP News. Florida has already set a record this year for the number of deaths of manatees. Cold weather and the end of the year could kill even more manatees. Fishing guide Captain Paul Fafita says these so-called sea cows are not getting enough food.
The brown algae that you see in there right now is choking out the seagrasses. It's not a toxic algae, but again, it's enough that the sunlight cannot get through it.
Water quality is declining due to fertilizer runoff, reducing the amount of seagrass.
It's not good when you've got clients on the boat and all of a sudden there's a dead manatee. They're wanting to see him. They don't want to see him dead.
Judy Orcutt with the Water Coalition of Indian River County says the solution is clear.
Clean up the water. We've got to reduce the nutrients and the toxins going into the water everywhere.
A manatee habitat restoration program has started in Florida. There's also a new push to put manatees back on the list as an endangered species. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.